I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1309, In Jail with Tutu. While in Kansas, I didn't see Dorothy or Toto, but I did get to meet someone who knew Tutu. Trevor Hudson has been part of the Methodist movement in South Africa for more than 35 years. Serving primarily around Johannesburg, he's deeply committed to the work and ministry of the local church. He's authored 22 books, and he is a very gentle, humble, loving, Christ-centered, grace-focused man. He just oozes Jesus. I got to hear him speak twice, and I was so blessed. There's so many good things that I learned from Trevor, but I want to share today one side story that James Brian Smith asked him to tell because Trevor's too humble and he wouldn't have brought it up himself. This podcast, as you know, is called The Two Greatest After the Two Greatest Commandments to make sure that our lives are centered in, baptized in, and flowing out of love, God's love for us and God's love for others. Trevor lives in Johannesburg, South Africa. He was there during the apartheid reign that oppressed the blacks. Now, Trevor is white, but he was friends with Desmond Tutu. One day, a person in the movement was trying to change the white rule and was arrested. And the problem was he had a bad health condition, and the authorities would not let him have his medicine that he needed to stay alive. Desmond Tutu found out about it and called for a march to draw international attention to what happened so the person could get the medical help he needed. Trevor Hudson was one of the 44 people who responded and marched in the streets of Johannesburg, which was strictly against the law, and all 44 were arrested. James Brian Smith asked Trevor Hudson what they did that night in jail. Trevor said, "Well, we prayed, and we sang songs of praise, we read the Bible, and we encouraged each other." But at one point, Archbishop Tutu said, "You know, there's a story in the book of Acts about Peter being in a jail like this. And he was praying, and people were praying for him, and the cell doors opened, and Peter walked out a free man." Desmond Tutu looked at the group, he walked over to the cell door, and he pushed on it, and it swung open. They were all stunned. They looked at each other and said, "What do we do now?" Here's the great question. When was the last time God's provision for you surprised you? Let's pray. Father, we come before you in prayer, expressing our gratitude for your love for us and the way you provide for us. You're the source of all good things, and we're thankful for your constant presence and guidance and answers to our prayers. God, we ask that you grant us the wisdom and faith to not be surprised, but to be grateful for your provision, for the ways that you answer us again and again. Help us to trust in your perfect timing, your divine plan, even when things don't go according to our expectations. Your provision may come in ways that we never anticipated. Your answers may not always align with our initial request, but we know that you're always working for our ultimate good. God, help us to see your hand at work in every aspect of our life and be grateful for the way in which you provide your answers for our needs. God, we surrender our worries, our doubts, our fears, knowing that you are our loving and faithful Father who cares for us deeply. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1310. In the meantime, before you email me or text me and ask me, "Well, what did Desmond Tutu and Trevor Hudson and all the others do that night in jail when Tutu walked over and pushed on the door and it swung open? What did they do?" The answer is, I don't know. Trevor Hudson didn't say. What's more important, friend, is what you will do. What you will do when God provides an answer that you're praying for that you never expected. When God takes away an obstacle, a barrier, to something that you thought would always be there, and suddenly it's gone. When God does that, what will you do? It'd be kind of like being in jail with Tutu.